in front of an enthusiastic crowd of thousands gathered at Chicago's McCormick Place Convention Center, President Barack Obama thanked his faithful supporters and the millions who voted for him, giving him a second term in office.
The task of perfecting our union moves forward.
Among the cheering masses was Obama campaign worker Carol Foreman.
I am exhilarated. I am so excited. It's just amazing. I am so happy.
Foreman has supported President Obama through two presidential races. The outcome of the election was no surprise to her, but she remains concerned about the economy.
His biggest challenge at this point, probably jobs, the economy, and again, trying to pull America together.
Those are also the biggest concerns for Obama supporter Nicole Jackson.
We're losing jobs to overseas, and that's a big concern of mine. I want more jobs here in America.
It's not going to be solved immediately. It's going to be a slow process.
Illinois voter Michael Dawson says President Obama's biggest challenge is staying the course with his economic policies.
When you have systemic failure, the ability to fix that and stop that falling elevator, it's something that has to be taken into account. We're not exactly where we need to be, but the elevator was stopped and it's slowly growing back to where it needs to be.
Dawson admits Mr. Obama will continue to have difficulty seeking bipartisan cooperation to achieve meaningful economic recovery many voters seek.
Tonight, you voted for action, not politics as usual.
Acknowledging that the final tally between the president and his Republican challenger is close, Mr. Obama sought to heal the partisan divisions created by a lengthy and sometimes tense campaign.
And whether I earned your vote or not, I have listened to you. I have learned from you. And you've made me a better president. And with your stories and your struggles, I return to the White House more determined and more inspired than ever about the work there is to do and the future that lies ahead.
But in that future stands a U.S. Congress that remains politically divided, also a result of the November 6th election. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.